Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Wednesday and it's July 2nd, and we're talking cars, trucks, SUVs.
The patterns of sales in America are radically changing.
Radically changing. And if there is one winner, if you could call it that, in the latest round of automotive numbers, that's Honda. Honda grew a tad as compared to Ford and Chrysler, which saw sales plummet. Rebecca Lindland, an automotive analyst for Global Insight, joins us now with the latest chapter in the struggling automotive industry. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Adora. It's Rebecca.
Rebecca. I have Rachel in here. I apologize.
Okay. And I really just want to know, do you know what kind of fuel economy the UFOs are getting out there?
Oh, it's excellent. It's really excellent.
It's really good. What does Honda know that others don't?
Well, you know, it's interesting looking at some of their numbers. I think that a lot of the benefit that Honda is getting is because so many of their fuel-efficient vehicles are made in the U.S., or at least in North America. They make the Accord here, they make the Civic here, and they are also giving very, very good incentives, which don't often get associated with Honda.
So, in other words, Honda is making cars, though, too, right?
They are making cars, and they certainly have a lot of capacity to make cars. And that's something that even Toyota is running into some issues with, particularly on their hybrids, because they can't import enough of them. And there's also a lot of global demand for Toyota hybrids.
So is there a new reality in the automotive world? I noted that Ford's top sales analyst is quoted as saying SUVs are probably down for good, not likely to rebound.
Right, but it's important to make the distinction between what we've always known as SUVs and what are out as crossovers, they're called. And so they're car-based SUVs, so they can still hold 5, 7, 8 people, but they weigh a lot less, and so they get better fuel economy. And crossovers are things like the Ford Escape or the Ford Edge that Ford is kind of replacing demand with. The problem is you don't make as much money when you sell something like a Ford Explorer or an Expedition as you do a Ford Edge.
Did these numbers, did any of them surprise you?
I think that, you know, Honda just continues to be incredibly resilient. And so they were a bit of a surprise. Everyone else came about where we expected or, unfortunately, worse. But the Honda numbers are just really impressive.
Toyota down 21%, Ford down 28%, Chrysler down almost 36% for the month. And on Monday, GM saw its lowest stock price since 1954. Yeah. Let's listen to what a GM official says about the coming months.
We're going to be launching 13 new cars and crossovers in the next 18 months. I would argue that we may be better positioned than any other manufacturer to where the market is moving.
So what do you think about that, Rebecca?
Well, I think that, you know, GM did have a bit of a rebound in their stock price because of their better-than-expected sales, but we are seeing a significant sea change in what consumers are buying. And again, you get down to revenue. What does GM make money on? And that's what we need to start seeing, is that they can make money on vehicles like the Malibu.
The crossovers that you were speaking of.
Right, and the crossovers, like some Lambda products, they're called.
Finally, so where do you see the automotive industry heading at this point? With numbers like this, are we likely to see more plans for layoffs? Are we likely to see more reorganization?
I think that we're likely to see both, Adori, because we're looking at all three companies, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, are all significantly cash-strapped. And they were in kind of a compromised position because 2007 was a really tough year. So they were in a compromised position coming into 2008. And 2008 has done them absolutely no favors whatsoever. So what we're concerned about is, can they recover? Can they get through 2008? Can they get through 2009?
And then GM on the line there. That's GM on the line, Rebecca.
Yeah, exactly.
They're calling you because they're mad at what you said. They're really mad.
Talk about instant reaction for you. Well, Rebecca Lindland, thank you very much. We'll check in with you again.
Thank you so much.
Rebecca Lindland, Director of Automotive Research for the Americas for Global Insight.
Well, maybe you're not buying cars out there, but people are checking out the Veep stakes on the Takeaway website. I'm taking a gamble, Cheryl says. I think Obama might pick New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, or if the country isn't ready for a black Jewish team, then either General Wesley Clark, if he can learn to watch his mouth a bit, or Senator Jim Webb. McCain, on the other hand, would be foolish not to pick Mitt Romney, who is number one on the 2008 Veep stakes. On our website, you can weigh in by going to mytakeaway.org and looking for the Veep Stakes site.